this is maybe the largest and probably most historic piece of national and community service legislation that has come out of the Hill in quite some time, certainly within the last decade. And it's now called the Edward M. Kennedy Serve America Act.
Right.
Basically what it does is it bill that went through the Senate, passed yesterday, is now going to go to the House. It's not actually going to conference committee. It's actually going to the House as it was passed in the Senate. But what it does is it enhances and creates new service opportunities, community national service opportunities for really Americans at all stages in their life, including bringing the programs like the AmeriCorps programs from roughly 75,000 members to 250,000 members.
And two of the co-sponsors of this was, of course, now it's named after Senator Kennedy, but also Orrin Hatch. So you have both sides of the aisle represented here.
Yeah, and it was actually a really bipartisan vote as well. And, you know, both sides of the aisle really did come together and say this is something that is important at any point in time. And certainly given, you know, what circumstances we're facing as a country now, using the skills, the expertise, and the time and talents of volunteers is even more crucial than ever before.
And this would mostly expand AmeriCorps, or is it broader than that?
It actually goes well beyond AmeriCorps. It ramps up service learning programs on college campuses. It ramps up service learning programs with high school and middle school and even elementary school programs. It actually increases opportunities for older Americans, retiring baby boomers, to get engaged in volunteer community service as well. There's a part of the Kennedy Serve America Act that actually looks at encore fellowships for retiring baby boomers to be provided a fellowship opportunity to engage directly in nonprofit work to help build the capacity of nonprofits around the country as well.
And I know that you guys have your Roosevelt Scholars Act program. Talk a little bit, do these mesh very well? Is there a way that these can work together?
Yeah, we actually think they mesh really well. And in fact, there was a great deal of conversation over the past week as the Serve America Act was being discussed and debated on the floor of the Senate about a Roosevelt Scholars Amendment to the Serve America Act. And then at the end of the day, it was determined that really the Serve America Act was around volunteer and community service, and that the federal service component is an important and necessary part, but they really wanted to make sure that the sponsors of this legislation really wanted to make sure that the focus of this was on volunteer and community service. But yesterday, Senators Bingaman, along with Senators Voinovich and Kennedy himself, actually did talk about taking up and beginning hearings on the Roosevelt Scholars Act as well, recognizing that there's an equally important need to look at developing strong pipelines of really mission critical areas into federal government as well.
Well, and explain to people, in case they don't know what the Roosevelt Scholarship Act is, explain to folks what that is and what it does.
Yeah, the Roosevelt Scholars Act it basically creates a civilian ROTC program that capitalizes on the wonderful education system that we already have across the country on our college and university campuses. It provides scholarship support for people who are seeking degrees in mission critical occupations. So those occupations that government has a hard time filling, and frankly, a lot of those positions, Chris, or occupations are also ones that are in high demand within the private sector as well. So there really is a competition in general, and frankly, a lot of our colleges and universities simply aren't cranking enough graduates out in some of those programs as well. So this encourages students to pursue those types of occupations, and in return for the scholarship, they're actually provided they're provided a scholarship, and in return for that, they have a service commitment to work in the federal government for at least 3 years.
Right, and we've talked about this before. I just hope they follow up and make sure to have a way that people can actually serve that commitment. And I've told you my anecdotal evidence of people who, a person that I know who got a DHS scholarship and then came for his job, and they told him, okay, there's USAjobs.gov.
Yeah, and I think the one piece that's actually, at least as it's written right now in the amendment that was actually filed, but again, not introduced, and they said they were going to take it up separately, the Roosevelt Scholars Act. There is a provision in there that does provide these individuals, the Roosevelt Scholars themselves, non-competitive eligibility. So they can actually be appointed to positions non-competitively. So that,
right.
that doesn't completely eliminate things, but it certainly makes it much easier.
Well, and I think it's part probably our job, I guess, to get word out that these people are out there and available, because I'm not sure a lot of folks knew that these folks could be were out there and were trained, and that we had paid for their education, so we knew, you know, this is why we do this, is so people did have jobs available. So
yeah, and one of the things that is really neat about the Roosevelt Scholars Act as well is it actually sets up a foundation to oversee this and administer this, but that foundation is also responsible for really marketing this or promoting this and making sure that agencies are aware of this non-competitive eligibility as well. So they're really charged not only with administering the scholarship program in and of itself, but also really ensuring that agencies know about this, ensuring that the student, the Roosevelt Scholars themselves, know that they can be non-competitively appointed. We're optimistic that again, while that may not eliminate all of the barriers to getting into federal service, it certainly lessens them.
And people can find more information about the Roosevelt Scholar Act on
our website. ourpublicservice.org.
And we'll link up to that on federalnewsradio.com as well, so people can find it. Just jumping back to the Service America Act, any sense as to, I mean, do folks have a pretty good sense as to that this will get through the House?
Generally optimistic, and the reason for the optimism is a few weeks ago the House actually passed another version of support for volunteer and community service activities, known as the GIVE Act. So they're actually fairly certain that this will go through the House, but we'll have to wait and see.